This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, said that the Northeast has become the growth engine of the country. Addressing the media on the one-year achievement of his ministry in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said that over the past 11 years, the government has worked to showcase the Northeast region's potential on a global stage. He said the number of airports in the Northeast has increased to 17 from just 9 airports in the last 11 years. Mr. Sindhya also highlighted that the national highways in the Northeast states have increased from 10,000 kilometers to 16,000 kilometers. The minister highlighted that several initiatives were taken to unlock the investment and growth potential of the Northeast region. Mr. Sindhya said that 4,48,000 crore rupees investment commitment has secured during the Rising Northeast Summit held in May this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today unveiled the first stage Tejas LCA Mk-1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics new Nasik production line. During the event, the Defence Minister also inaugurated the second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said the maiden flight of the Tejas LCA Mk-1A fighter jet marks a significant milestone in country's journey towards self-reliance in defence manufacturing. He praised the Hindustan Aeronautics Limited facility in Nashik, highlighting its crucial role as a strong pillar in bolstering the country's defence manufacturing capabilities over the past 6 decades. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to achieving self-reliance in defence production, stated, "It is the country's resolve to manufacture all defence equipment within the country." Namsai district has bagged the second position in prestigious NITI for State's Use Case Challenge Awards under the Agriculture and Allied Services category. In response to the news, Deputy Chief Minister Chona May today congratulated the district administration and field teams for their commendable efforts. In a social media post, May informed that the district's initiative, dividing adoption of soil health card, has been recognized for its innovative approach in promoting sustainable agriculture and empowering farmers through data-driven soil management. He added that the recognition highlights the district's commitment in improving farmer practices and contributing to state's agricultural growth. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, today called upon Deputy Commissioner and Superintendent of Police, ICR, to apprise on women-related issues. The commission, led by its chairperson, Ms. Taga Yalem Burang, met with the Deputy Commissioner, Toko Babu, and discussed the mushrooming of bar and nightclub, especially in the Itanagar capital region. The APSCW has urged for proper or authentic checking of bar and nightclubs to check the illegal operation beyond the time permit. Furthermore, the APSCW has requested the esteemed officers to strictly implement AP Tenancy Act 2022 and NDPS Act 1985. Meanwhile, DC Capital and SP Itanagar assured that immediate measures are being taken by the concerned authorities to tackle the matter. President of Hockey Arunachal, Gumjam Haider, has been awarded with the Best Sports Administrator in Hockey for his discipline, leadership and clean administration at the annual Northeast Hockey Award Ceremony held today at the Manipur Bhavan, Guwahati. In his address, Dr. Haider dedicated the accolade to the resilient and dedicated people of Arunachal Pradesh. The event drew prominent hockey administrators and players from the northeastern states, including Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Mizoram, Manipur, Nagaland, and Tripura. Deputy Commissioner Upper Subansiri District, Taso Gambo, today convened the District Level Committee for National Coordination Center for Drug Control meeting at Daporizo. The DC urged the CBOs and stakeholders to cooperate with the police and district administration in order to eradicate the drugs menace permanently. Meanwhile, Nodal Officer NCOD DYSP Gamli Loi, while placing the action taken report on drug menace in the district, has urged full cooperation from the public stakeholders. The closing ceremony of the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Ma was held yesterday at the CDPO office Pare Ami under the aegis of ICDS Project 01. The month-long celebration held from September 17 to October 16 aimed to promote holistic nutrition, healthy eating habits and community participation for a Suposhit Bharat, well-nourished India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.